Breaking news today on Seculo is an FBI top agent resigns after shielding, surprise, surprise, Hunter Biden. We'll talk about that more today on Seculo.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome to Seculo. You want to share this with your friends and family if you're watching the broadcast. Certainly, just more news from the FBI. And you got to go back again, starting in 2016 with this guy, the special agent in charge of the Washington, D.C. field office, Thibault. Hey, we've talked about him a little bit on the broadcast previously, but he has left the FBI. Some say resigned, others say fired. He's no longer there. Now, this is the key with him. He was heading up the FBI's electors investigation. So one of those investigations, political investigations in 2020, focusing on Donald Trump. He went on a trip in 2016, and we'll go through all the details here, with Bruce and Nelly Orr overseas to the Czech Republic while Nelly Orr was working for Fusion GPS that put together the Steele dossier. So he goes all the way back to the Crossfire Hurricane, at least. He also, while doing all of this, post on social media anti-Trump statements, anti-Bill Barr statements.
While he's an FBI agent.
While he's an FBI agent working for that president and working for that attorney general. What's making a lot of the news today, though, is not the Trump connection. It's he also was the agent who suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop and tried to close out the investigation so that no one at the FBI could physically be able to just reopen it again. So really trying to protect Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. All leading into 2020. So he's part of the dossier. He's part of 2016. He's part of leading into 2020, protecting Hunter Biden, while at the same time, of course, going after Donald Trump's political strategy.
So here's what you have, and this is really important to understand. You have a pattern now over at least a six-year period of election interference by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. You had it with the Hillary Clinton emails when they were making those announcements, which they weren't supposed to make. You had it with the 2016 and the Steele dossier, which... Remember, the Orrs, Bruce and Nelly Orr, he was then the number four ranking Department of Justice lawyer. They tried to worked on the whole Ukraine dossier, the Steele dossier, was an information go-between. So was Bruce Orr at the FBI, at the Department of Justice. So they were involved in this kind of election interference, this election interference back in 2016. Now you got the FBI doing a 2020 investigation, okay? So it's 2020. The agent, this is assistant special agent, this is the assistant in charge of the Washington, D.C. field office, which is where these investigations are coming out of. Hunter Biden's info, he tries to suppress and gives a very direct attempt when he tries to actually physically close the files out at the FBI field office. Then he's part of the team with one other agent that open up the 2020 investigation of President Trump, former President Trump, and some of his associates. And this is the agent that's involved in all of that. So he's suppressing the Hunter Biden stuff, launching an investigation of the former president, and then, of course, is suppressing the evidence on the Hunter Biden stuff before the election in 2020. So you got to look at all of this, folks, and realize this is the same FBI that had an agent, Peter Schrock, sending biased text messages to Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer. You had Kleinsmith, FBI lawyer, signing false documents to the FISA court. Look at all of this in totality, folks. It's unbelievable what is happening. So we're going to take your calls on this at 800-684-3110, but we are going to break it down on today's broadcast for you. 1-800-684-3110. And we do want to encourage people, share this. If you're watching our social media, share this with your friends. Really important to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Support the work of the ACLJ. You know, we have a FOIA to the FBI on their suppression on Facebook of the Hunter Biden laptop. So we don't just talk about the news here. We are involved in the news. Support the work of the ACLJ. Donate today. Double your impact. Still have time for our matching challenge at ACLJ.org. know, he didn't just, by the way, he likes some articles on LinkedIn, for instance, on Bill Barr, who was his boss's boss, when he worked at the FBI until yesterday. He liked an article, William Barr's Gone Rogue. You'd think right there, you might, you know, if that came to the attention, you might lose your job, but no, the bureaucracy kept protecting him. Then on Twitter, this is during the election, he retweeted a Lincoln Project tweet that included this statement while he was working for this president of the United States. Donald Trump is a psychologically broken, embittered, and deeply unhappy man. That is his actual commander-in-chief. While he's working at the FBI, he was retweeting that. So he was not hiding.
While he was investigating
his political bias, he was putting it out there on Twitter and social media. Again, he has connections back to 2016 because he was traveling overseas with Nellie Orr, who helped put together the Steele dossier.
Okay.
So, I mean, he goes all the way back to the beginning of trying to take down Donald Trump.
So this is what I think is important, and Jordan did a really good job of laying this out. I think we got to lay this whole thing out. So you've got bias in the FBI. Senator Grassley, by the way, we're not saying this ourselves. Senator Grassley has said this. Chris Wray was horrified. He was. I don't know if we have the sound when he said he was, you know, deeply disappointed when he learned this. Here's the problem, though, and this is the issue that we have to deal with. These agents are not just low-level beginning agents. This was the assistant special agent in charge. So he's like the deputy of the Washington field office, which is conducting the investigation into President Trump and his associates. And he's got his biases out there in plain view. At the same time, he is squelching the Hunter Biden investigation. Try to actually close the investigation on their system. What that means is it's hard to get it once it's been closed down. And that is what you're dealing with here. And the bias, the ramifications of this bias are, I think it's fair to say, unprecedented in U.S. history. That the FBI has now become so politicized that they are going after existing candidates, in case of Joe Biden trying to squelch the Hunter Biden story, or going after former President Trump. We're taking your calls on this at 800-684-3110. We have a FOIA out already on the FBI, and we may have to do another one here. And that FOIA that we have on the FBI is also on this whole FBI, you know, telling Twitter, because it ties right, and Facebook, hey, the Hunter Biden story we think is Russian disinformation. So, you know, Twitter doesn't run the story, and Facebook.
Likely this would have been him.
Probably.
I mean, at least originating, because he was the one trying to close it out. He didn't just close it, but in the letter from Senator Grassley, and I think the good news is there were good whistleblowers inside the FBI throughout this process, providing the info to Congress. He probably didn't know that until he was walked out of the FBI and lost his job. But again, whether he retired, all those stories, you know, the bureaucracy protected themselves. The fact that he didn't just try to close it, but try to, again, mark the system improperly, mark it in this FBI system, so it couldn't be open at all. So again, and this is right before the election. So it's another example, whether it was Comey interfering in an election, whether it is Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Andy McCabe in that group. Remember, Peter Strzok was on the special counsel's team with Lisa Page. They got kicked off, but that didn't stop.
And their phones then were wiped clean.
But it didn't stop the special counsel's investigation.
It did
not. Even though that was their lead, those were their lead FBI investigators. So here the issue is he's gone, but guess what's not gone? The investigation into Donald Trump. So in a sense, it's like all these guys, they end up getting in trouble and finally having to resign, put that in quotes. But their investigations, kind of like Kobe's final part, continue. And that's their goal. They have, you don't put out as an FBI assistant director in charge of D.C. tweets criticizing the president you work for at the time. That's just improper if you're trying to appear. I mean, it's just don't criticize either. How about that? Don't criticize Democrats. Don't criticize Republicans. Do your job. But instead, you're working with highly partisan actors, especially
at the FBI,
when you leak him all the way back to Nellie Orr.
So there's a letter that Senator Grassley sent to Merrick Garland, the attorney general, and Chris Wray, the FBI director. Part of it says, equally concerning is that the assistant special agent in charge, while overseeing and directing the FBI's most significant federal public corruption investigation, traveled to Czech Republic to attend the same seminar with Bruce and Nelly Orr in February of 2016. At the time of the trip, Nelly Orr was employed by Fusion GPS, which, as you are aware, created anti-Trump propaganda for use by the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee, and was involved in the fake Alpha Bank narrative. In March of this year, the FEC fined both Clinton campaign and the DNC for falsely claiming money used for the opposition research against the candidate Trump were legal services. So, I mean, this is the agent. This is the agent that's in charge of this. And that's why you have to understand the scope and nature of what we're talking about here, because the reality is this is really serious, and they've got criminal cases now opened up. One they're trying to close on Hunter Biden, the other they're trying to open and continue on Donald Trump. Now, his lawyers should be pounding the table. Maybe they are, and I'm going to assume they will. I'm not going to worry about the lawyers. What I am going to worry about is the FBI is losing total credibility. I could trace it all the way back to the Mueller probe, as we just did. We have some experience with this, folks. We were the lawyers that did all that defense. But this is what we're dealing with right now. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. If you're watching on our social media applications, share this feed with your friends. We want to get this information out to as many people as we can. It shows a tremendous amount of bias and tremendous amount of danger in the agency.
Yeah, let's go to Justin in California on line one. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the recent developments here from the FBI are insane to me and completely unprofessional for that organization. Yep. But my question is this: how do FOIA requests work? Basically, how I understand it is you submit a request.
Yes.
Roughly how long does that take? And if it's denied, can you appeal?
So it's sometimes, 30 to 90 days till you get responses. And then if they say, no, we don't have anything, or no, we aren't going to give you anything because it's some kind of privilege, we go to court. And we've been very successful in court in getting documents. I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. We uncovered a document. We were doing a FOIA on an Israel matter where we found out that the United States government, through one of its USAID organizations, gave $1 million to Mahmoud Abbas's son, who was running some agency. The United States government funded the terrorist organization, Fatah, which is what they are. And it was his son, Mahmoud, the head of the Palestinian Authority. I mean, so you're looking for a needle in a haystack, so to speak, but we've generally found the needle. And it's usually very damaging. So on this one that we've got now is we were trying to figure out what the FBI is telling these social media companies and social media platforms. But I want to be clear here. This one goes to the heart of a constitutional republic. If the FBI is now taking the posture that engaging in election interference is part and parcel of what they do, which they did in 2016 and 2020, what stops them from doing it in 2024? Senator Grassley, groups like the ACLJ, that's what. Because if you don't draw a light on this, but this, folks, look, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever, Libertarian, whatever you are. This is ridiculous. I said it was ridiculous when they did it to Hillary Clinton, 3 weeks before an election. Jim Comey thinks he could start talking about things in violation of Department of Justice rules and guidelines. But this is now a pattern. And this guy is posting stuff on social media applications, just putting it out there.
Yeah. I mean, this is the interesting part is he was not trying to hide his politics. He was using LinkedIn a lot, but then he also used Twitter. I mean, he ultimately was resharing the Lincoln Project. And again, it's not that people don't have political views who work in law enforcement. It's that you were supposed to leave those at the door. That is part of their job. You don't have to do that in every job. You come work at the ACLJ, you can talk about your politics a lot more and a lot more on the issues. But if you go for the FBI,
different.
That's not your role.
So
your role is to investigate crimes. Doesn't matter
who
committed them. And when we look at you, we shouldn't see the FBI as someone who looks compromised, who looks like they're a highly partisan actor, way too involved in Washington, D.C. politics, that they are compromised in investigation. And this guy did it. He elevated one investigation to a political opponent that he doesn't like, Donald Trump, and he tried to shut down an investigation into a politician he liked, Hunter Biden. And so Joe Biden's son, right before an election. This is electioneering by the FBI in public now. I mean, now that we know the information. And why then should the American people trust them? If they are willing to go this far so many times, knowing that they will likely ultimately get caught. But I think that what we've seen is if their investigation lives on, it's like they go on, then they'll end up on MSNBC, and they get to keep talking. You know, they get to some kind of reboot. And that's what I think. I know it upsets people. It's like, they're like, why do these people not get charged with something? Is there crimes in play? But they're being protected. Remember, do you think this DOJ is going to bring charges about a guy who tried to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop?
This is, I mean, this is a basis upon which these investigations should not go forward. This is, you're talking about a taint. You know, we talked a lot about taint teams. The whole process is tainted. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go over what Senator Grassley said was the basis on how they opened up some of these criminal charges or criminal investigations. It's incredible, folks. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you appreciate this broadcast and appreciate the work of the ACLJ, we're in a matching challenge campaign last 2 days, ACLJ.org. We're going to have our band concert tomorrow night. So ACLJ.org will match that gift. Back with more in a moment.
All right, welcome back to Secular. We are taking your calls, too, as well. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to play this. This is just a flashback from earlier this month. Christopher Wray was testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee, and our good friend Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana had this to ask him.
Isn't it true that Mr. Tebow, Agent Tebow, excuse me, and FBI Supervisory Intelligence Analyst Brian Otan covered up derogatory information about Mr. Hunter Biden while working for the FBI?
Well, again, I want to be very careful not to interfere with ongoing personnel matters. I should say that when I read the letter that describes the kinds of things that you're talking about, I found it deeply troubling.
So, I mean, that's wonderful. Obviously, it was already in the mix that he was probably on the way out because he talked about personnel matters. It's worse than deeply troubling, though, because if you're the head of the FBI, Christopher Wray, who was, you know, put in there by Donald Trump, now serving President Biden, so he's got that bipartisan move. You would say, like, maybe I'd use this opportunity to clean house, because who was reporting? I mean, this guy had a lot of people reporting to him. Are they all compromised? Are they? Did he like put together a team of? Because it, that's what we looked like. We saw like Peter Strzok. Is that they put together like-minded people who said, "Hey, we're doing this for politics. This is not about crime. This is about politics. So we will suppress Hunter Biden, who is an actual criminal investigation. We're going to suppress that and tax it. All these, all so many different issues he's got going on." But we are going to elevate investigation into Donald Trump. And I think the news right now is focusing a lot on the Hunter Biden side. I get why, because they suppressed a huge story before an election that could have changed a lot of people's mind about Joe Biden and about the whether or not he had the right, again, that kind of background, and whether he was too compromised himself by his son's business dealings with the Chinese and Ukrainians.
Yeah.
So, and now we have a war in Ukraine going on. And remember, Joe Biden was deeply tied to all of that. Remember walking out of the thing and saying, if you don't fire this prosecutor today, we're pulling $1 billion.
That was in Ukraine.
That was in Ukraine. And they have business deals there. They got a lot of business deals in China. Tax fraud is being investigated as we speak, a criminal investigation. The laptop, again, there's the salacious part of the laptop, but there's also then the part about helping out the big guy.
Yeah.
And basically, say what you will about Hunter Biden, but what he was doing is paying the family's bills.
Yeah. So let me read from Senator Grassley's letter, because I this is the kind of gives you the scope and nature of this. So this is what he writes. He says, according to the FBI, according to CNN, the FBI is investigating former President Trump's campaign and its advisor, and the Justice Department has issued subpoenas to individuals linked to electors during the 2020 election. So we're talking about that. That was the alternate elector slate issue. Whistleblowers have indicated that, and they list the two agents, Thibault and Pilger, director of the Election Crimes Branch within the Justice Department's Public Integrity Section, were deeply involved in the decisions to open and pursue this investigation. This is an investigation of former President Trump's campaign and his advisors. Based on allegations, the investigation's predicating document is based in substantial part, you ready for this, folks, on a January 2022 CNN news article. That's right. A CNN news article which relied on information derived from a liberal nonprofit group, American Oversight, and referenced an interview with Boris Epstein on MSNBC. As you know, a high-profile investigation such as this would require the Attorney General and the FBI director to be briefed on the full factual predicates, which would then be reviewed and approved. Based on allegations, the opening memo that you approved included selective assertions created in large part by T-Bolt and either removed or watered down material connected to the left-leaning organization that existed in previous versions and recommended that a full investigation, not a preliminary investigation, be approved. As you know, a full investigation requires a heightened factual basis as compared to a preliminary investigation. So what does that say? That says the entire investigatory process was compromised because of this agent and his bias, but yet that is the predicate to all this opening up. Now, people are saying, well, it had nothing to do with the raid in Mar-a-Lago that took place 3 weeks ago. He was on leave by then. That's very true. He was on leave by then. But he initiated, opened up the investigations to start with. So he was also the assistant director of this field office for Washington. So he knew what was going on. And he tried then to close the Hunter Biden laptop investigation, try to close the whole Hunter Biden investigation down. So, and he's bragging about it on social media. So this is where it's absolutely ridiculous, outrageous, and shows the bias and the problem with this whole system right
and
now.
And the whistleblowers, too, our producer pointed this out, while they focused in on a couple of these names who are the leaders in these problematic situations that the whistleblowers are blowing the whistle on, they've said this is widespread. It's not like these may be the tip of the point, but this is not the only person who's the problem at the FBI. This is a widespread problem. Remember they talked about the conservative purge at the FBI? They should not be – it shouldn't matter if he's a liberal or if the other guy's a conservative. They should be law enforcement agents while they are working for the FBI. And, you know, if there's things to investigate about Joe Biden, you investigate that. And again, careful. Should be all careful because around elections and things like that. But and treat it all the same. But we see – one gets elevated. Donald Trump is bad, so we're going to elevate that in the news, and then we're going to suppress Hunter Biden and his links, and his father's links to Chinese business interests, and maybe that those interests are compromising to him becoming president of the United States. So that narrative, that story, never even was really debated in the public pre-election, because now we know of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
I've got more information I'm going to break down for you in the next half hour of this broadcast. So if you don't get the full hour, you go to ACLJ.org or to Rumble or Facebook or YouTube. You can get it there, SiriusXM, of course, on a number of stations around the country, or go to the website. We're also going to take your calls on the next half hour at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. I want to break all of this down for you because, folks, this goes to the heart of a constitutional republic. When you have this kind of, and I just cannot believe they do this every time now. This has become standard operating procedure for the FBI. Interfere with the 2016 election, interfere with the 2020 election. Hey, 2024 is not that far away. Maybe we do something in the midterms, like raid the president, former president's house 3 months before the midterm elections. So ask yourself, Merrick Garland approved this. Christopher Wray evidently approved this open investigation. Grand juries have been impaneled here. So we'll take your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're on the phone, stay there. We'll get to your calls in the next half hour. 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ. We're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate, we get a matching gift for. I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ. Jordan will let you know how. If you're listening on any of our social media applications, share it with your friends.
ACLJ.org. If you donate today, you can double the impact of your donation. We've got until tomorrow, so you got about 24 hours here until midnight tomorrow night where you are to be part of our matching challenge. What does that mean? Again, if you're just unfamiliar with this, we have a group of donors that will match your donations this entire month of August. So that means if you donate $25, that triggers the match. So you have to take the initial action. They're ready to match it, but you've got to make the initial donation. And so that $25 is like a $50 donation for us at the ACLJ. ACLJ.org. Donate today if you can. We'll be right back.
At At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, welcome back to Seculo. So just to reset a little bit, if you are just joining us, because there's a lot here, you put together these letters. Senator Grassley has been putting it forward to the FBI, Department of Justice, because of whistleblowers. And we talked about these whistleblowers coming, saying there's major problems here at the FBI with the politics of the left really overtaking the work, especially out of the Washington, D.C. office, of course, which makes the biggest decisions by the FBI and sets the tone for the rest of the FBI agents in the country. So we've heard about the purge of conservatives. That was the word used by the whistleblowers. Now we know the FBI agent, special assistant in charge of the Washington, D.C. office, has retired, put in quotes. Now, this was also the agent who suppressed Hunter Biden's laptop investigation, tried to actually close it out within the FBI so they could never be reopened. Wasn't successful in that aspect, but was successful in keeping it suppressed, whether it was on social media or by law enforcement, throughout the 2020 election. So successful on that point. That's why I think that, again, a lot of these individuals, you say, you at one point you say, why are they willing to do this? But there's a model now. There's the Peter Strzok model. It's retire, maybe get fired, maybe get your picture, maybe you don't. You take the heat from the right, but the left creates you as a hero. But we shouldn't be making heroes out of people who are politicizing law enforcement on either side, because if this becomes the norm, and we talked about this, like Secretary Pompeo, if this becomes the norm of how they operate, you go after your you suppress your political opponent, you suppress your those who you support's bad actions, and you elevate actions of political actors you don't like, and this is happening in Washington, D.C. at the FBI's D.C. headquarters. We are taking your phone calls on it now, 1-800-684-3110. So this guy is tied to Thibault, Hunter Biden, but then all the way back, I mean, he was Bruce putting in stories about Mike Flynn on his LinkedIn, traveling overseas with Nellie Orr while she worked for Fusion GPS, which put together the Steele dossier. So he goes all the way back to that.
Yeah, he's part of, goes back to the Crossfire Hurricane days, which, you know, we obviously, Jordan and I handled that, and for then President Trump. But the fact of the matter is, this agent who becomes the assistant agent in charge of the Washington field office, which is probably the most important field office in the country for the FBI, is doing all this, squelching the Hunter Biden investigation, opening investigations of a president that he's tweeting about how he doesn't like. So there's your, you know, blind justice is blind. Not really. Justice is not blind. And that's the problem with the FBI right now. And Chris Wray better get a handle on this because it's serious. Let's take a phone call.
Yeah, let's go to Julie in Oregon on line 5. Hey, Julie.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. It's just so frustrating being a regular American here because, you know, we've been talking about this. I listen to you guys all the time and have for years and years. Just a total frustration with the fact that, you know, we can say they shouldn't do this. Oh, it's upsetting. Now it's enraging, you know, that FBI is doing this or whomever. And, you know, we're still talking about things from 2016 that Hillary Clinton did, things that have come out, and yet no prosecution. How does this happen for cleaning out the FBI? Because, you know,
well, look, we did this to the IRS, and we were able to take the IRS nonprofit division and clean it up. And of course, they got dirty again as soon as the next administration came in, to be honest. They started it all over again, even though there was a court order. So what it requires, vigilance. But as Jordan said, they're not going to prosecute these people, in my estimation. I just don't see this Department of Justice opening up a prosecution. They've tainted their investigations, though. So the lawyers representing the people being investigated can certainly use this to their legal advantage when you've got this kind of bias. These are people filling out probable cause warrants. This is what's so unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, the Obama DOJ, which is back again, you know, they're not going to prosecute. So you cannot hold out to that. What you've got to do is you have to expose, to utilize the information the best you can, utilize the whistleblowers, know what you're dealing with, and ultimately you have to elect leaders who will clear house. President Trump was on that process, but all those investigations he went through, because starting with getting rid of that bad FBI director, Jim Comey, who was bad to Clinton and Trump, and of course the whirlwind that came with that. So, but it takes that kind of leadership to even start. Be right back. Welcome back to Secular. We're going to take your phone calls as we go through this. I want to take Yale's call in Florida online, too. Thanks, Yale, for holding on. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I'm curious. They're getting away with everything. You did a wonderful job with the IRS and Lois Lerner. But is there some way that there could be a law or something that could be done that when somebody is retired, in parenthesis, that they lose their retirement?
So the Inspector General of the Department of Justice can do an investigation, probably is, and then they make recommendations, including prosecutorial recommendations, to the Department of Justice and to guess which office? The field office in Washington, D.C. That's part of the problem here. So likely that's going to probably not get you where you want to get. Now, I think this is important to understand. We're going to find out who this special agent in charge or assistant special agent in charge was contacting. But listen to this. This is from a Charles Grassley letter on July 25th. In October of 2020, there was an avenue of additional derogatory Hunter Biden reporting. And this is what it is. The order closed at the direction of Thibault. They closed this opening inquiry on the Biden laptop and Biden involvement, probably the investigation. His office, Grassley's office, has been made aware that the FBI agents responsible for this information were interviewed by the FBI headquarters team in furtherance of this assessment. It's been alleged that the FBI headquarters team suggested to the FBI agents that the information was a risk of disinformation. This goes all into the whole Hunter Biden thing. Now, listen to this discussion between Joe Rogan and Mark Zuckerberg.
There was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant.
Yeah, be vigilant. But what we would like to know through our FOIA is, did this directly come from Thibault's office or him directly? I mean, is he the one putting out these warnings to Twitter and Facebook? And I mean, to the point where that's elevating to one of the richest people in the world, the CEO of the company, to say, you know, let's suppress this story.
So we have the FOIA information already sent into the FBI Department of Justice. So we'll start that process is now started. But here's what's also interesting. I mean, in the same time frame with all this going on, Merrick Garland and Chris Wray sign off on the FBI seeking a search warrant of a former president of the United States home. Now, I want you to think about this. For investigations originated out of the Washington, D.C. field office, this one involving the National Archives, they authorize this to move forward, knowing they knew at this point that the assistant agent in charge of the field office was causing a problem and had already shown his bias. Yet they authorized a search warrant to be executed, and they go to a judge who had recused himself because he had said nasty statements about the former president of the United States. Yet that judge, who already recused himself in a civil case, goes ahead and does what? Goes ahead and signs the search warrant, even though in a criminal case, a civil case, he recused himself because of his statements regarding the former president. So this tells you the nature and scope of what you're dealing with. And this is where the lawyers need to be very aggressive on this and show the bias. That's what we did in the Mueller investigation, and it works.
There's also goofiness going on, even with the Inspector General's office. So Jim Jordan has put out a letter just yesterday, August 29th, to the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, because on the morning of August 10th, remember, the FBI seized the phone of Congressman Scott Perry. Remember when that right. happened? It has got a ton of attention, but they seized his phone. Well, according to reports, this is in Jim Jordan's letter that I've got in my hands right now, the Justice Department's Office of Inspector General used its lab in Northern Virginia to assist the FBI in doing a forensic view of Congressman Perry's phone. That is not the job of the Inspector General's forensic lab, is to investigate the FBI, not to investigate Americans. That's not why the Inspector General's office does not exist, to investigate you, me, or Congressman.
No, it's internal.
It's to investigate people like this FBI agent, not the congressman. But so they're using his equipment. Whether their thing is broken or whether you want to, but it just stinks, right? It all reeks. Like you said, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Debbie in New York on line one. Hey, Debbie.
Given FBI interference in the 2020 election, what are the chances of conducting an immediate re-election?
Not zero. It's not the way it works on our Constitution. So they don't do a re-election. They don't certify a re-election. Once the president is sworn into office, there's one way that a president is removed, and that's through impeachment and conviction. And that's the way actually it should be. Because if not, you have chaos. But the FBI is showing its bias continually here, which is very problematic for our constitutional republic. They did it with Hillary Clinton in 2016 by going public on the investigation of her. They shouldn't have done that. That wasn't the appropriate thing to do. No matter if you were for Hillary Clinton, against Hillary Clinton, it didn't matter. The FBI shouldn't have done it. He opens it, he closes it, and then he announces it again. Then they already opened Crossfire Hurricane, or getting the Steele dossier. Through to Nellie Orr and Bruce Orr, who this guy T-Bolt is going in the Czech Republic with in 2016 during Crossfire Hurricane. And then he opens up an investigation with his office of the president on the election issues, and then squelches the Hunter Biden investigation. That is not the way that's as clear and concise as I can say it. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Yeah. If you want to join us on the broadcast, it's 1-800-684-3110 to join us. Rick Grinnell is going to be joining us next segment of the broadcast as well. Just to break all this down, because again, I do want to remind you that while we focus on these individuals, and sometimes they can be the lead problem because they are, you know, setting the tone, and once they get to a certain level and the people working for them are trying to please their boss. But what these whistleblowers have said is it's not like one or two bad actors. It is widespread, is the word used. Widespread. So that's not like one or two bad apples in Washington, D.C. That means that like every bit of the FBI, they feel like down to the field agent level, where they say they are, quote, purging conservatives out of law enforcement. Which they shouldn't even have it shouldn't come into play at all whether someone is conservative or not, if they're in law enforcement and if they're trying to remove them and make them feel like they don't belong there because they happen to be politically conservative. Back to phones we go. Larry in Iowa on line two. Hey, Larry.
Yeah, I was wondering how come none of those people on the Russia collusion and the Hunter Biden scandal never lose their jobs.
Well, they did. They did, Larry. They did lose their jobs. I mean, Peter Strzok lost his job. Lisa Page resigned. Andrew McCabe was fired. So it's not that they don't lose their jobs. The thing is, the left-leaning media picks them up and makes them media consultant heroes. That's the problem.
Yeah, they make more money than they've ever made doing this. And that's a bad policy, because then I think you encourage the Thiebolds to say, I want to be like Peter Strzok. Because, you know, then I get to write a book, go on TV. I don't have to just keep working the FBI. I don't, you know, you're cashing in at some point. But they're cashing in for the wrong way. It's like, you know, if this had been a great law enforcement official come to the end of their career and they want to go into the corporate world, that's one thing. But these are bad apples who they then resurrect as liberal heroes for putting their politics into law enforcement. Which, once that happens, the agency loses all credibility. So if people actually care about the FBI, people that care about the DOJ, They understand the damage that you do when you allow that to be viewed through a, when it becomes viewed from a political lens on both sides of the aisle, and the Democrats think it's a tool for them, but Republicans think it's just another deep state enemy. And you get mocked for saying that, but yet here's another story of another FBI agent.
Unbelievable. In charge of an investigation involving the former president of the United States.
Having to resign because of their wrongdoing. So it's not a conspiracy theory. It's fact. It's fact. This is what's going on in these agencies. You have whistleblowers telling Congress. You have the agent. You have the agents getting fired. You can go back to like McCabe, Strzok, Page, now Thebold. I mean, these are high level people that usually the bureaucracy would not fire.
That's exactly right.
And whether they say they resigned, some are fired, some resign, some retire, whatever it is, ultimately you have the facts now. It's not a conspiracy. There are really bad actors there, and these are just the tip of the iceberg. Because all the whistleblowers have said, don't just think by getting rid of this one person, you've changed the culture.
You're not going to.
And that the cultural change is the huge issue at play here long term, is that you cannot have an FBI that is viewed this way by half the country, or else it doesn't work. It doesn't work for an agent when they do have a real law enforcement a duty to conduct, because, again, your first reaction is this all politics? 1-800-684-3110 to join the broadcast. If you got questions, even with Rick Rinnell, we can take calls too. So 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. We have our matching challenge. You double the impact of your donation. You have until midnight tomorrow night. That's at aclj.org. Donate today. Double the impact of your donation. We'll be right back. Throughout this segment with Rick Rinnell, our senior counsel for foreign policy and national security. Rick, again, we've got a senior FBI agent, I put in quotes again, resigning. He elevates investigations into President Trump and his allies and the electors and all that issue. He de-escalates and tries to close out improperly the Hunter Biden laptop investigation, which was suppressed before the election. We also now know he goes all the way back, Rick, to 2016 with Bruce and Nellie Orr traveling overseas while she was working for Fusion GPS, the Steele dossier, all of that. But I want to just ask you, because you were the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, and I would imagine this is so bad for these agencies. I mean, one after another, you know, people like to say, oh, it's conspiracy. These are not conspiracy theories. These are actual individuals being let out of the job because they allowed purely partisan politics to decide who they were going to criminally investigate.
Look, this has been going on for a very long time, and let's be very clear about this. Chris Wray has been the head of the FBI for a very long time. He's known these individuals are problems. He did nothing until the heat got too much. Remember, Chris Wray knew that FBI agents were politicizing investigations, and he didn't care. What now is happening is the public, Republicans, are putting the pressure on him, and Chris Wray is responding to the public pressure. He's not responding to cleaning up the FBI. If that was his goal, there would be a whole bunch of people that would lose their jobs for politicizing investigations and weaponizing the FBI.
You know, Rick, this reminds me of a lot of the IRS scandal that we litigated and won. And, you know, the IRS gives an apology, oh, we're sorry. Which, try that if you're being audited with the agent. Oh, sorry, I made a mistake on my return. I mean, really? So the apologies don't work. But what is mind-boggling here, and it's following up on what you just said, is that the director of the FBI and the Attorney General of the United States know that this special agent in charge, or assistant special agent in charge, so the number two in the field office, they know he's a problem. They know the investigations he started, and he knows the investigations they suppressed. Suppressing the Hunter Biden investigation opened the 2020 investigation against Trump. At the very same time that this is becoming public, they go ahead and authorize a search warrant by a judge who recused himself from a civil case involving President Trump and Hillary Clinton, who posted on social media platforms anti-Trump statements and yet signed a search warrant at the president for the president's home in Florida. Now, if you're Chris Wray, you ran an agency. You understand this. You would think, you know what? It's not worth just getting caught. It's worth cleaning the mess up. And it's like Washington's incapable of doing that.
Well, let's be very clear. Chris Wray didn't see this as a problem as much as he saw it as a partisan push. And he was okay with his FBI agents being partisan because he agreed with the goal. It only became a problem, Jay, when the public started to lose faith in the FBI, when the mistakes were known, politicians and some in the media began to pressure him. It only became a problem for Chris Wray when he was being outed and viewed as weaponizing the FBI for partisan purposes. He liked it up until he got caught.
I mean, the interesting thing about this FBI agent, his Twitter account is now closed, surprise, surprise, but Doc. First he was using LinkedIn while he was working, you know, for the Trump administration. That was his commander in chief.
And he was criticizing Bill Barr,
yeah, specific to the DOJ. But then he starts sharing Lincoln Project tweets. I mean, this is up to the election.
That was the Republican anti-Trump group.
Yeah, going after President Trump. And again, you can have political views and be an FBI agent. What you can't do, Rick, is have your politics decide how you're going to enforce the law. At that point, all bets are off in Washington, D.C., about the trust in these agencies. How do you build the trust to the American people? And when you lose the trust, it's really hard to get back.
I would say this, though. As the former acting director of national intelligence who had to work with intel and investigation agencies, I don't think it's too much to say to FBI agents who are leading prosecutions or investigations that you cannot be on social media being partisan. I know you get to do it as an individual, but when you sign up with the powers of the FBI, it's not too much to say, put a check on that because you're going to have some credibility problems for the agency. And so if you can't do it, if you really want to have your voice, your partisan voice out there, then give up your job at the FBI.
I think Rick's totally right. I mean, they'll argue, well, he's got these agents at free speech rights. The problem with that is there's a compelling governmental interest in not being biased in law enforcement, and that would defeat any kind of speech interest. Let's take Tony's call out of Maryland on line one.
Hey, Tony, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I've been saying for years our government is our enemy, and I hear things like this in this latest revelation. How do we clean up these agencies? It sounds like a daunting task.
It's a daunting task. I mean, we had to take the IRS to federal court and beat them twice, get an injunction and monetary damages. But Tony has a really good question, Rick, and that is, I don't want people to lose hope here. You can get this done. You just got to work really hard to do it, Rick.
Yeah, look, Tony, I would say that government is not our enemy because government is really supposed to be of the people, for the people. It's supposed to be the people. And what I would say is the problem that you're pointing on, Tony, is that government has gone awry. It's partisan. It's weaponizing for partisan purposes. And that's what we have to clean up. There are a lot of bureaucrats. There are a lot of intelligence officers, FBI agents, who are very good and frustrated at what's happening. It's the leadership that needs a gut renovation.
Rick, how important, so our audience understands from you as the former director of acting director of national intelligence, are these FOIA litigation that we get involved in on cases just like this? How important is that?
They're crucial. And what I would say is, you know, we're all sitting around frustrated with what's happening, but gone is the day that you get to just sit and listen and hope that somebody else does something. You got to get involved. You've got to have a stronger voice. You might have to write a bigger check. You might have to run for school board. But what I would say is, if you're listening to us, the ACLJ is on the front lines. I've been on the other side watching ACLJ from the outside petition government. And they have the best lawyers. They really hone in on the details of the leverage. It's not a PR exercise. It's a legal exercise. And so I would say support the ACLJ, and you will feel like you're on the front lines doing something.
Rick, we appreciate it. Thanks for being with us again. Rick Grinnell is our senior advisor on national security, international security. But folks, this is, you know, your support of the ACLJ makes all this possible. We can have people like Rick Grenell and Mike Pompeo, two cabinet members, on our team at the ACLJ because you support the work of the American Center for Law and Justice. And I want to say something. We're the last 2 days of our matching challenge are upon us. This is it. And we need institutionally your support. We're going to be doing a concert tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It'll be on Facebook. It's going to be on Jay Sekulow's page and the band page. It'll also be on Rumble and on YouTube. So, and of course, ACLJ.org. There's a lot of ways for you to get it. That's going to be tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern time. But your matching dollar support of the ACLJ right now is doubled. Any amount you donate to us, we get a matching gift for it.
Yeah, so once you go to ACLJ.org, see it right on the homepage. You'll see the matching challenge. You can do it on your phone. You can do it mobile. Couple of minutes. Safe and secure. Again, you donate $50 right now. That's what you're charged. But it triggers another $50. So it's like $100. ACLJ.org. If you can't donate, donate today. It's the best time to do it.